Check out this clip from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve.
I've been meaning to ask you this question. What do you think about Newton getting cut?
I think he wasn't good.
What?
Steve, you clearly don't watch football, so please don't even start.
Oh, hold on
this.
A second. Stop. Stop.
No.
You actually think that he wasn't good enough to... This is MVP 4 or 5 years ago.
Very good point. 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
No. So are you kidding me? Don't even get me started, dude.
So, no, I mean, he should...
He wasn't even good enough to be a college quarterback last year.
Okay. Did you watch him this year in preseason?
No, I didn't need to. I watched him last year be horrible.
Wow.
So you didn't watch anything. I can guarantee it. Well, no one in a logical mind would ask about Cam Newton.
You talking about preseason? I didn't watch any preseason? Is that what you're suggesting?
Anything from last year.
I watched him last year. He played the Dolphins twice. So
you only saw two
him.
Games against a bad defense.
No, I'm sure I watched. No, first of all, the Dolphins defense was not bad.
Not the beginning of the year.
I take exception to that.
Not the beginning of the year, we're not that good. Towards the end of the year, yeah, they turned
it
on.
We lost the first game badly, and we beat you.
You're a wee guy? I'm a Bills fan, but I don't say we.
The Dolphins lost the first game.
I'm just asking that kind of a guy.
Listen, the Dolphins lost the first game and badly, and the second game we won. We were victorious in the second game. So I was very happy about that.
Yeah, so was I.
I don't think that Newton is as bad as you say he is.
No, he's worse.
Really?
He's fundamentally broken.
Interesting.
His one good thing was throwing the ball deep. He winds up like a baseball player. Every single one of his throws goes straight to the ground. There's something fundamentally wrong with him. It's not old age. It's not...
So something new happened. Something happened.
Something happened between when he left...
When
Carolina,
his foot got broken or something like
and
that.
And got to New England. He right. was bad. Like, bad, bad, bad.
So you think his days are over?
100%. Yeah, he's got nothing. There's something. The way he throws, the ball, it's like the arm, the hand is, like, tight to his ear hole.
Right.
And he, like, throws the ball straight to the ground. Like, he has absolutely, even his deep ball, this is going to sound weird, but it doesn't get high enough. It doesn't go far enough. It has this weird... trajectory on it. Like, he doesn't have that cannon he used to have. There's something wrong with his throwing motion. I don't know if he can't plant with his foot. He's got nothing going on. It's bad, man.
So why do you think they brought him back?
Why?
Because I mean, as bad as you make it sound,
yeah,
they brought him back.
Yeah.
And I believe, obviously, at the very least, they didn't see anything appreciably different from him to Mac Jones.
But they saw a team that's not good, so why
waste time?
Why waste not waste time. Going into it, my guess is they didn't see anything special. So we'll get Cam Newton, we'll grow our team. We're not gonna get our quarterback killed. Newton's not gonna be our future. If he gets crushed, who cares?
What? Okay.
But they may have seen something and realized, all right, we got to
see something in Mac Jones.
See something in the team.
Okay, in the team. Okay.
Yeah, because if you have a subpar, if you have a good team, a good quarterback can get you higher. If you have a great team and a bad quarterback, it's just going to be good. If you have a good team and a bad quarterback, you're going to be crap, which is what they were going to have.
Okay.
They must have seen something in the team that Mac Jones can elevate.
Okay.
On top of that, an article I read the other day, Mac Jones was helping Cam Newton learn the playbook.
Wow.
Now, who knows how true that is? A lot of people like to pile on when things don't go the way. Oh, Cam Newton got cut or got let go. Well, yeah, Mac Jones was teaching the playbook. How good can he be? Who knows if that's true or not?
Right.
But it's known that New England's playbook is ridiculous.
Complicated.
Like, yeah, guys, they go there, they endure, they win, they get the hell out of there and say, man, I'm never going back. It's crazy.
Okay.
But they won.
Right.
You know, so hey, you deal with it.
Right. Interesting. Interesting.
And I like Cam. I thought he was a good player. He wasn't top 10, but he wasn't bottom 10.
Was he ever top 10?
I don't, my opinion, no. No, but he's definitely.
So even MVP year.
No, those league awards.
You know, that means
that's
nothing
all,
to you.
No, that's all BS.
So then can I say the same thing? Would you say the same thing about Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
No good.
No. Okay. They need to teach that. They need to teach him to throw the ball.
Okay.
They need to teach him to throw. If they taught him to throw with his running ability,
right,
he could be really good. But they came out when they drafted him. We're not going to teach him to throw. We know we got 4 years of him running like that, and then we'll move on. They came out and said that, Baltimore.
Well, see, this is what's interesting. It's because I think this is his fourth year.
Third or fourth year, yeah.
And I think they gave him a new contract, right?
Or they're still negotiating. I have no idea.
Because if they gave him a new contract, that would belie that comment that we made early when they first drafted him in terms of we just, you know, one and done, 4 years and done, if they gave him a new contract. So we got to look that one up. So what's going on with basketball, Liam? How did that go?
It was all right. He starts, I think next week starts practice.
Okay. I feel really bummed out that I'm not going to be able to go watch him play.
Well, that's a you choice.
No, it's not, man. I refuse to be told that I have to wear a mask.
So listen, guys. Steve, that's a you choice. Okay. No, it's not. I refuse. I mean, you kind of make my case for me,
I'm making
buddy.
The argument for you easily, right. Yes, it's a me choice, but it's a...
Yeah, Lamar Jackson did get a contract extension.
Oh, he did? Okay. Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, to make an assumption like that, like, oh, we're going to ride it for 4 years and see what happens.
Right.
I mean, come on. Like, you got to teach the guy, you know, give him, coach him.
Right.
You know, this isn't college where you can run around all day. Everybody in the NFL is fast.
Right.
You know, you're not playing against the best high school kids. You're playing against the best of the best.
They're big, they're strong.
Yeah.
Right. And look what he does to the big, strong, fast guys, you know? So.
He runs around. That's not impressive to me.
Are you looking forward to the season?
It'll be all right.
I see the Bills are up there. Top six team in the league.
To me, they're top two. It's them and Tampa Bay. KC? No, Kansas City. Their time is done.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! That's a lot of arrogance, bravado, right there.
No, it's watching football. Mm. In the NFC, nobody but Tampa Bay.
Not even Green Bay.
No. They're going to find a way to mess it up. They're going to complain. Rodgers has no help. He's not going to help. He's the problem with Green Bay. He's not a team player. He's, you know, I'm going to roll out and throw the ball deep. Like, no, the coach calls you 5 yard out, a handoff, do the 5 yard out of the handoff or audible if you see a change. He's just, I don't like to play. I'm going to run around so the play breaks down, forcing himself to have to throw the ball deep. He's the problem with that team.
Interesting.
Yeah, he may throw a deep ball. He may throw a nice spiral. He may throw less than 10 interceptions a year, which is great. But he's the problem with that team. He's why they won't win. You think of a guy, all the talent in the world, they like to call him the best thrower, all this stuff. One ring. Again, to me, rings don't make you a good player. It means you're part of a great team. But I would say in the NFC, Tampa Bay, clear cut. No, I don't even see a close second. Maybe Stafford with the Rams. Maybe Green Bay. New Orleans nothing without Breeze.
Who's the starting quarterback?
I think Jameis Winston.
Really? That's going to be an experiment.
It sure is.
Oh, my goodness.
And who else you have? Seattle. They're always around, but they find a way to screw it up.
Oh, San Francisco. You can't sleep on San Francisco.
No, they're probably going to be the bottom half of the league this year.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They can't figure out their quarterback situation. They have 18 running backs. Their defense was good once, and I don't think it's going to be that good anymore.
Hmm.
And then again, you have your sleepers, the ones you're not thinking about that are going to pop up.
So Dallas?
Dallas, I mean, they'll find a way to get in their way. You have a great running back with Elliott, and you barely run the ball.
Well,
Dak isn't the greatest quarterback, and they pass nonstop. It makes no sense.
Listen, last year, Dak wasn't around, so you got to give them – allowance for last year, because when you don't have a great quarterback, when you don't have a quarterback who can command the offense, they key off on the running.
No, they don't run the ball to begin with. They should. Elliott's got two rushing titles, but he could have four. They can do so much better, but they don't. They want to start passing the ball more. You have one of the best lines in the league, one of the better running backs in the league. Quarterback is middle of the pack, and you want to pass the ball all the time. Play to your strengths. Stop trying to be the smartest guy in the room. And it's a Jerry Jones problem. He's the one who gets in the ears of these coaches and says, hey, let's do this. No, it doesn't work. Like Al Davis back with the Raiders.
Right.
They always find a way to screw it up. Your job is to own, sign the check. That's it. Be the biggest fan. That's all you have to do. Owning is easy. You just own. You don't do anything else.
Right.
And the AFC, Buffalo, Kansas City, and then who else? Baltimore, maybe. San Diego, maybe. Pittsburgh's always around. New England, we'll see what Mac Jones does.
Oh, Jacksonville. Oh, Jacksonville. Actually, Jacksonville, NFC. How did you feel about, did you watch any of their games?
No. I don't see Jacksonville winning more than 5-6 games.
So still they're going to be bottom of the
barrel. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, rookie quarterback, rookie coach.
Right.
They'll see if their system works, which most likely it'll take a few years.
Okay.
But I don't see them doing much of anything.